KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Israeli strike on a southern Lebanese apartment building has killed 18 people this morning. That following an attack on an IDF base in northern Israel. ABC's Jordana Miller has details.
Four Israeli soldiers were killed and more than 60 others wounded in a devastating Hezbollah drone strike. The Israeli army says the undetected drone hit a military base in central Israel. Dozens of soldiers had just entered the dining hall when the drone struck there without sirens, without warning.
There was also an Israeli missile strike on a hospital courtyard in Gaza that killed four people and left dozens of others severely burned when the tents they were living in caught fire. Jury selection begins today in the murder case of a man charged with killing two young teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana in 2017. President Biden visited the coast of Florida over the weekend, promising more than $600 million more in federal dollars to those hurt by Hurricane Milton. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hurricane Helene hit a factory in North Carolina that produces much of the healthcare industry's IV fluids. That's forcing Wisconsin healthcare centers to have to stretch what they have. Some operations are being postponed. The U.S. is importing IV fluid in the meantime. Democrats are blitzing Wisconsin in the presidential campaign today. Running mate Tim Walz is in Green Bay and Eau Claire. Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee after criticizing Donald Trump in Baraboo over the weekend.
We cannot elect somebody who is working overtime to undermine American democracy.
First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Kamala Harris in Madison tonight. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Boys and Girls Club of Dane County is asking for donations in the face of a funding cut. The United Way of Wisconsin lost 10% of its impact grant, and the local organization is dealing with a $35,000 decrease. Dane County Boys and Girls Club President Michael Johnson says he gets it. They had to make some tough choices. But the club relies on the impact grant for its after-school programming, vital for lots of families in the area. Nonprofit leaders say fundraising has been tougher since the pandemic, and studies have shown that the inflation spike led to fewer charitable donations, too. And the Align Energy Center has a new plaza. It's outside the New Holland Pavilion. They held a ribbon cutting led by new executive director Kevin Scheibler, who started just a few weeks ago. He says this new spot should act like a town square for big events held at Alliant, like the World Dairy Expo and the Midwest Horse Fair. Scheibler is the third to take on this role since 2020 as the venue finds its footing after the height of the pandemic. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
Line up, no huddle. We have a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and it sounds like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards. Head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got to be pretty good by a good football team, but you know, lost a takeaway battle 3-1, hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawie Walker rushed for 198 yards and three touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickle.
Really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work, and if we can continue this, it seems going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, frosty in the low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The John and Gordy Show.
Talking with Mike McCabe here.
If we allow that kind of darkness to so unnerve us that we are no longer capable of imagining a better world, imagining a better place, then we're really in trouble, where we can no longer think in imaginative ways about what our country's future can look like. And we have to have a forward-looking vision.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we're going to unbox live on the air our new WMDX merchandise.
And we're going to decorate the studio.
Can't wait. Tune in.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains about myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
I don't think this is a normal election, and so I'm doing something that I have to admit would have been a big surprise to me even a few years ago, but Donald Trump cannot be allowed back in the White House. And the only way to prevent that from happening is to support Kamala Harris.
Who is that?
Charlie Sykes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Charlie Sykes. He is a conservative, as we all know. He is a consultant on MSNBC, but he is vociferously coming out in support of Kamala Harris.
Yep.
It is 6 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Stephanie Miller on the Stephanie Miller Show with the lovely and talented Chris Lavoie.
We just saw Stephanie.
We just saw her. She came in and split.
Yep.
So perhaps she'll come back.
She might say hi.
She might. And then we have a different out of the gate.
Yeah.
Because I'm not as crazy. I'm crazy in a different way. Than
although
the way
our I'm. Out of the gate today was very good, I think.
Good to know.
That will be in your podcast feed at 2 p.m. Pacific.
There we go. And don't forget about Patreon and Happy Hour and all that fun stuff. You got to just subscribe.
Yep.
Do what you can to support the show.
And what really helps is if you give us a five-star review on
Apple, any podcasts. All the podcasts, things that you can rate, that will help.
Yes, that helps people find our show.
Exactly, because once you're up at a five-star thing, then you show up in the feed.
Right.
And so, please, please, please do that.
Yep.
So yeah, Charlie Sykes, who is he's a never Trumper. He's never shied away from that. He did vote for Joe Biden, by the way, in 2020. So good for him on that. But he went on he went on to say some more stuff about why he's voting for her.
We're in an extraordinary moment where so many of the people who work closely with Donald Trump are saying we're not going to support him. Now they may not be endorsing Kamala Harris, but his vice president Mike Pence. The former Speaker, Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, the nominee of the Republican Party, all saying, we do not think that this man is fit for office. Mm-hmm. Now, they haven't crossed over to vote for the Democrat, and I understand that, because there's a lot of partisan muscle memory. And I understand that for a lot of Republicans and conservatives, you know, pulling that lever is a very, very difficult choice.
It is a difficult choice for a lot of those people. I think I have a feeling that Mike Pence and Paul Ryan and others will be voting for Kamala Harris. They're just not going to say it because they know better.
Right.
These are not stupid people. And I just think that I don't know why Mitt Romney or Paul Ryan won't come out because they're not running for office again. So I don't get that. But I understand, like, Lisa Murkowski not saying anything because she's running for office again.
Right.
I get that. I don't agree with it. But I understand it. That's what Rood was saying in his piece. He goes, I get why people aren't coming out and saying these things. And that's what Charlie Sykes is saying in this. He Oh yeah, let's go with 10.
Ultimately, it's either going to be him or it's going to be her.
Right.
And if you regard Donald Trump as an existential threat to our constitutional Republican values, then I don't think that there's any choice. I mean, it might feel good, it might feel warm and fuzzy to write in George Washington, but right. George Washington's not on the ballot this time.
What you do in 2020?
I did vote for Joe Biden, and I expected that he was going to win back then. But I thought it was so important to make a shift.
Yeah, it is important. I mean, people like Charlie Sykes, who don't agree on policy, probably with 90% of the policies that a Kamala Harris administration or a Joe Biden administration has.
Yep.
But he understands the existential threat of a Donald Trump presidency because right. we lived through four right. years, barely lived through 4 years of that. Seven right. people I know personally died because of his COVID response. And you knew, I mean, the first person I knew that passed away was your friend.
Glenn.
In
Florida.
And that was early. That was like in March, wasn't it? Or April?
It was.
Yeah, late March. Yeah. It was early on in the pandemic. And so, I mean, he was the first person that I knew that passed away. And I knew six other people after that. Some listeners of this show. Dawn Wells, I knew her. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, had his reaction been correct. And now we find out that he was sending testing equipment,
yep.
the expensive stuff that people like Sean Penn were funding to get us all getting tested.
Yep.
He was sending them to Putin mm-hmm. and knowing full well that this was a danger, telling Bob Woodward, hi, Bob Woodward, not buying your stupid book, any of your books ever again. You could have told us this. He could have told us in February of 2020 that Donald Trump knew how bad this was.
Yep.
But he chose to sell a book, what, a year and a half later we found out all of that stuff. So, I mean, Donald, like we were talking about with Rude, with regards to Aurora, Trump has vowed to use the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to launch Operation Aurora. If elected, to deport mass amounts of immigrants. He said, we will send elite squads of ICE, Border Patrol, and federal law enforcement to arrest and deport every last illegal alien gang member until there's not a single one left in the country. 10 members of a Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua, mm-hmm. Were arrested in an apartment complex in Aurora. You know what happened? How many people are in Aurora?
400,000.
Yes, they're very... Excellent guess.
I heard someone say that this morning.
There you go.
And I'm like, that is a very large suburb.
It's a very, and 10 people
yeah.
are taking over. Mm-hmm. 400,000.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Aurora Mayor Mike Coffin, who is a GOP guy.
Uh-huh.
He's mad. He said there were thousands of people who attended a rally today, some of whom might have visited Aurora for the first time, who were able to see firsthand the mischaracterizations of our great community. I'm disappointed that the former president did not get to experience more of our city himself, because he technically wasn't even there.
Right.
He was not even in Aurora. He was closer to the airport, which isn't in Aurora. used to live over there, I know. I cannot overstate enough that nothing was said today that has not been said before and for which the city has not responded with the facts. And again, the reality is that the concerns about the Venezuelan gang activity in our city and our state have been grossly exaggerated and have unfairly hurt the city's identity and sense of safety. The city and state have not been taken over or invaded or occupied by migrants. Because he said, yeah, we're occupied now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said the incidents have occurred in Aurora, have been limited to a handful of specific complexes, and our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns and will continue to do so. This is not the only Republican that has come out against Donald and J.D. Vance's rhetoric when it comes to, I don't know, eating cats and dogs.
Right.
And the goose that was murdered was a white dude that killed the goose. So that was also a lie. Mm-hmm. And so these lies are very detrimental to these cities. And when you have Republican mayors and Republican governors coming out against this, take heed. These people are lying to you. If you still believe them, call in. Let us know why. I'm
yep.
so curious
yep.
to hear why you believe what these people are telling you, because it's all BS.
Yeah.
What's that
number for them to call in?
323-410-0458.
There you go.
Thank you, Christopher.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of, okay, Bob in Indiana, you already voted?
Bob. Yes, I did.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm speaking to Jody, I believe.
You yes. are speaking to Jody and Chris.
Hey, Yeah. Well, you know, Jody, when Stephanie makes you laugh, the clouds in heaven bounce with joy.
Oh, that's sweet.
If I could figure out and had the money to fly out there and get my big Jody hug and be able to fly back home in time to take my evening meds and get to bed at a proper hour, I would probably have already left. I called them, and they got my ballot back on the 27th of September.
Oh, nice.
So I know that I've done all my legal duty for the year. Now, I am one of those dots in a predominantly red area
right.
of the state. But what I've noticed this year, and, you know, they've had such a compacted time.
Right.
You know, the way things work.
Right. Yeah.
To do all of this, I'm surprised at the large number of Harris Waltz signs in what have been traditionally pretty much solid red area.
Really? Again.
Yeah, out here in little tiny towns and in farm country. And I'm thinking, well, there's one, there's two, there's another one there, you know. And that has struck me that, boy, they've been, over the past couple of days, they've been cropping up still.
Yeah, right.
Good.
No, that's excellent. That's good news to hear. I mean, it's important that we're hearing all these anecdotal
things. It's still anecdotal, but I'm glad we're hearing them.
We're hearing more and more of it. Right. So it might actually, and granted, signs don't mean voting necessarily, because I don't have a sign, but I voted.
Right.
There's very few in my neighborhood that have signs up. But I know most of my neighbors are voting for Harris Waltz. I just know them well enough that I know that. But it's seeing the signs is a good sign to use overuse that word that I think people are waking up. And I think Rovember is a big deal. I think women are being underestimated because, you know, shh, 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 little girl, shh, 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 don't worry. Don't
worry your pretty little head.
Your pretty little head, darling. I mean, they are coming. We've said this before, but birth control. And if you think about, if you listen to a lot of pharmaceutical commercials, which we shouldn't be listening to, but we still have them, there are a lot of medications out there for depression, for HIV, for, you know, like PrEP.
Right.
Lots of medications, cholesterol medication, cancer medications, that if you're pregnant or want to become pregnant, you shouldn't take this, which will mean people who can become pregnant will not be allowed to take certain medications because if they do it, they could have a miscarriage.
Right.
This is the problem. It's not just birth control. It's other medications that can be detrimental to a pregnancy that are helpful to your life. And Project 2025 in particular doesn't want cancer screening anymore because then if you have cancer, then you have to take certain medications and then that female person that can have babies might not be able to get pregnant or miscarriage.
Right.
And this is the problem. It's not just birth control. It's so many other medications that can be abortifacients that because you need it to depression medication in particular.
Yeah.
Some of it's very toxic and can harm a fetus. Therefore, that's what's going to stop. It's going to stop a lot of people from getting the medications that they need to live their lives in a healthy way. And obviously, people that want to get pregnant have to choose whether they want to stay on that medication or not and weigh the risks back and forth. Like, there are women that will go through cancer treatment and won't be able to get the medication. And that's insane to me if people like Donald Trump et al. Get reelected and people like Josh Hawley.
Noted fisting aficionado.
Exactly. Go Lucas. Get reelected. These people are those kinds of people that will vote for those restrictions on your health, your general health, not just birth control, not just abortion. This is your health generally.
Yeah.
So I worry. And so vote early, but not often. Just once.
Yeah.
Just vote early.
Yeah,
except for Chris. because he likes to vote on the voting day.
I vote on voting day. Election day is what
that's
we call
fine.
It. Yeah, around these
it's, parts. Well, it's still election. It's election day for me today.
Yes.
but no, I just, you know, y'all, it's important to vote. Yep. And remember,
vote, baby, vote, as Madonna once told
exactly,
us.
Exactly. Vote, baby, vote is what we need to do. And yep. It is 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Dr. Modi. All right, dogs. Not dogs. You don't know because you can't read labels.
Or, you know, yo, dogs.
Yo, dogs.
Yeah.
Like Randy Jackson used to
Randy
say.
Randy Jackson. Yep.
Wow. That's a reference. Listen to how sneaky this is. This is really, really kind of scary. When you look at a dog food label and you see the ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it is not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. That's the word I can speak. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat way up to the top of the label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient.
Right.
When in reality,
it is.
It could be packed with enough wheat to make a loaf of bread.
That's cray.
That is. I mean, I like bread, mind you, but dogs, that's not a part of their diet. It's bad for them. It's a treat. It's not food. So this is why we love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. And Bonnie and Clyde, they really love it. Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. They're so cute. And he's not dumb. save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, which is their wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you
try. It's Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to the doctor now and share it. I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 26 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I am Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie sitting in for Ms. Miller. She will be in tomorrow. We have David Ferguson at the top of the next hour. Yep. And right now we have Don from our disabled vet. Hi, Don. You already voted?
Good morning. Yes, I did. Chris, like you, I used to do it by in person. I used to love to do that, but when we moved to Slo County, they only do it by mail. We're okay. Rural, so yep. We can only vote by mail.
Yep.
And so in the paperwork that we got, there was a little pamphlet, and I don't know, Jody, if you got it or not, but on page like 4 or 5 of this pamphlet, there was a column, and across the top of it was all the different parties, mm-hmm. and then listed down was all the races that were available.
Mm-hmm.
And under the Republican endorsement for president, it said no endorsement.
Really? I don't think
yeah, I don't know if
here. I don't know. Every state's different when it comes to that.
That's what I was wondering. That's what I was wondering, because I don't know if everybody got it, but you know, here in Slo County, the little information packet, you know, it's just a little bitty thing that, you know, most people just throw away. But I started looking through it, and yeah, it had all the political parties and their endorsements, and RFK and Jill Stein,
right.
And of course Harrison Wallace for the Democrats, but under Republican, and I believe it was even for the Senate races as well, it said no endorsement. And I don't know if that means the California Republicans did not endorse or what, but it says no endorsement on there.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was.
I'll look at my husband. He hasn't voted yet, but he still has his pamphlet and everything. I'll see.
I have my pamphlet at home.
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. I just voted, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Me too.
It feels like it's. Sorry. Sorry, Don. When I filled it out, I'm like, it's like the SATs.
It is.
So you've got these bubbles. And I mean, it used to be just that little thing, remember? That you just punched out. Or And now it's a whole big to-do.
Yep.
It's a lot easier instead of just, oh, this number I have to do. It was more confusing. Now it's a lot easier because it's not a number that you have to fill out. Do you remember that? You don't? See, I've been doing it for so long.
Well, yeah, I don't vote by mail, so I don't, you know.
Well, I mean, back in the day, it was just that thing that you used to just, like when I voted in person, it was
right.
the same
you'd,
kind
you'd
of thing.
You'd slip it into the machine and right. you'd punch out the little things.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was the same kind of thing, but you just wrote it in with black ink or blue ink. Mm-hmm. It was basically the same thing, and then they threw it into a thing. And it was just like that number corresponded with whoever you were voting for or
yeah.
what you were voting for. Now, at least, it's like,
yeah.
it's much easier to figure out what you're doing.
Yeah.
Definitely much easier.
When I lived in Chicago in the mid-90s, my precinct was still using those old-timey voting machines where you...
Like a lever?
Yes. You close the lever, and the curtains would close behind you, mm-hmm. and you know, you'd touch each lever, and then at the end when you were done voting, you'd crank the bottom lever, and it would count your vote.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think I ever did that.
I never did it out here out west, but in Chicago, that was the first time I'd seen that.
Wow.
They probably don't do that anymore.
Probably not. But wow. Yeah, I'm not. Wow. That is old-timey.
Old-timey, yeah.
It's old-timey.
Like, I remember seeing that on Mr. Rogers or something like that, and I was like, oh, that's, I can't wait to do that. Didn't get to do it until Chicago.
Well, there you go. Yeah. It's 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman. Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's. Can I have the drumstick? The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Something you said on Tuesday. He said, I think all of us know the Electoral College needs to go.
But the campaign came out later that night, and they said that's not their stance.
Well, it's not the campaign's position. And the point I'm trying to make is that there's folks that feel every vote must count in every state. And I think the some of folks feel that's not the case.
Well, that was, it's 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller. The phone number here is 323-410-0458. And that was Michael Strahan yep. with Governor Walz on Good Morning America, I believe it was, on Friday. And because Governor Walz did come out and say, we got to get rid of the electoral. I agree with him. Now, the campaign has walked that back.
Right, because that's not the official campaign stance. It might be Walz's stance, but it's not the official campaign.
But he went on to say this to...
Our campaign does that. And the point I'm saying is, I mean, five states in 2 days, we're out there making the case that the campaign's position is clear, that that's not their position. Their position and my position is to make sure that everybody understands their vote, no matter what state they're in, matters.
There you go. Yeah. And that should matter. I mean, every vote should count. And the fact of the matter is, see Florida in 2000.
Right.
Every vote did matter,
yep.
even though the Supreme Court did what they did.
Yep.
Their rat effery on that. It does matter, even if you're in a solidly blue or a solidly red state, vote. If you vote, it does matter. Granted, we are electing electors. But still vote,
yep.
because the more of us that vote, the more likely a place like, I don't know, Alabama could turn purple at some point. You
yeah.
know, it's possible. As gerrymandered as these states are and as red they as they are, if you are a blue dot in a red state, vote.
Yeah.
It's you'll feel
vote,
good.
Vote, baby, vote.
And if you don't, you have no right to complain.
That's right.
That's what I say to people that don't vote. It's like, well, then stop your whining. I was going to say the other word, but
bitching?
Yeah, word. Stop your bitching. Mm-hmm. Kevin in D.C., hi.
Hey, Kevin.
Well, good morning. Really quick, like that gentleman called said he would, you know, go through all that links to hug you, Jody. I feel somewhat the same way. All the lovely ladies via this show, I've been able to enjoy the loving embrace of, and ironically, the most nerd-friendly woman I have never been 10 inches away from.
Aww.
Most disappointing. Maybe, like the Supreme, someday we'll be together.
Someday.
Because after all, I forgot. You promised to show me whether you could shake it like your mama did when she was moving and grooving with the Jackson 5.
Oh, I can. mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me. And real quick, Chris, I'm torn. I feel kind of in voting. I was thinking about early mailing, although I haven't got my early mailing stuff yet, mm-hmm. but there's something, especially in this election, about going there physically and knowing I did it. I went there personally in the midterms and was the first one, got a standing ovation. I like that, so I'm just torn. What am I going to do?
Yeah. honestly, it's six one half dozen the other. I
right.
think, you know, it comes
true.
Down to personal preference.
No, true. And now, with that long-winded preamble out of the way, out of the way. Sorry, that's my style. That's my deal. I am really perplexed. Yes, I agree with you how annoying it was that Woodward and many other reporters, for that matter, dole out their information, you know, years later, whatever, if you need to make a book.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that he did reveal previously, he has Trump on tape saying about, the COVID, that, quote, oh, it's really awful. It'll tear you apart. That's
mm-hmm.
what the man said on
mm-hmm.
tape. But then, of course, less than 72 hours later, he was telling people, but, you know, that thing about it's not that bad, it'll be over by Easter and all that. So, but yet, Trump spokesman, he got caught, Woodward is reporting that he gave a COVID test to Putin,
right.
acting like Woodward is some hacker off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have short attention span? Did you have selective amnesia? In addition to the thousands of lies that, you know, reporting has caught him on, in his last experience with Woodward, we have the proof that that's the kind of...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Because, again...
Oh, no.
I said, which?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which?
Okay.
because he, again, think about that. What kind of person, at the very least, or whether he's just a feeble old man that didn't know any better and just his ideology made him not be able to. But no, he knew what COVID would do.
Yes.
He said out of his own mouth
mm-hmm.
that it would tear people apart.
Yep.
Then he goes and tells people, oh, it's not going to be that bad. So why would his spokesman call it Trump deranged syndrome when we know he's such a bad liar? So why wouldn't he give a COVID test to Putin? Why is that out of the question when we have the experience of what he did with that same Woodward, much less the 50 million other lies that he's been caught in? So I thank you for your and other shows, because what's my old line? I said, I'm not bedwetting yet, but my diaper's getting full.
Yeah.
My legs. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no, honey. I mean, you're right. I mean, I'm goodbye, Kevin. I'm going to hang up on you now, dear.
Yeah.
But no, he's right. I mean, Bob Woodward knew, and he chose to hold information back that the public needed.
Right. There was a time when he worked for the Washington Post where he would report all of this on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he doesn't work for the Washington Post anymore, he can save it all up for a book. And it's so awful.
It's annoying. It's maddening.
Yep.
And it's deadly.
Yeah. But he gets more money from selling a book than he did from being a reporter for the Washington Post. So
and that's because of what he did back in the 70s with Nixon, which was great reporting.
It was Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like he's a bad reporter. He's a very good reporter.
Right.
He's just as a bad person for not reporting the information as he found out about it. Because he still could have sold his book. It still would have happened.
Right. And also, you know, he's a great reporter. It's not like we don't believe everything that's in the book.
Course.
We believe everything that's in the book.
Absolutely.
Because he has it sourced and all that.
Right.
But he just saved it for the book when we could have used that information a lot earlier.
He and Maggie Haberman. I make noises around her.
But Maggie Haberman, she reports daily for the New York Times.
She does.
So she doesn't, I mean, she saves some stuff, but she also reports a lot of stuff, too.
True.
So, true. You know, I don't hold her in as low regard as I do Bob Woodward.
Mm. This is hilarious, speaking about voting.
Uh-huh.
Trump claims, and I quote, "I think Obama will be voting for me."
That is another shady timeshare salesman technique.
Trump, he said Obama admits total lack of enthusiasm for Kamala Harris, especially with black men. No, not at all. I heard him speak. He is enthusiastically supporting the vice president.
Yes, he has enthusiasms.
He has lots of enthusiasms. And then he said, I think that Obama will be voting for me because he doesn't like the fact that Kamala has an extremely low, she's an extremely low IQ person. And then he argued that her border invasion is killing the jobs of our black and Hispanic populations. Bad numbers will only get worse, he added. Delusion is a place where his head lives.
But, you know, his followers hear that and they believe it. Because it's coming from Trump. They have no critical thinking skills.
They don't. And
they just you know, take in what they're told and they believe it, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, I mean, a friend of mine, as I told you earlier, who I can't speak to because he's in that QAnon MAGA rabbit hole, and I talked to some other friends of mine, and a good friend of mine that I was in the movie Genesis with, she was the star of the film, she was in a cult apparently at one point.
Okay.
And she said, oh, no, it's hard to talk to us when we're in that mindset. She's
absolutely.
Like, it's very difficult for us to give that up. It's a psyche. You don't want to think that you have bad judgment. That's what it is.
I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but there are some religions that are like that, too.
Very much so.
You know, maybe not some of the mainstream, but some of the fringier religions.
The one that's not too far from here?
Maybe.
I know what you're talking about.
also, maybe another one that's based in the Intermountain West.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's you don't want to... If you're dating somebody and you find out that person is messing around with somebody else, you don't want to think that you had the bad judgment.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Looking at you, Cheryl Hines. You don't want to think you had the bad judgment that this person would do that ever, or at least not to you, because you had the judgment enough to be with that person.
Right.
And so it's part of your own...
It's hard to admit that you once had bad judgment.
Exactly.
Until you're a lot further away from that judgment.
It's difficult to admit that you're wrong.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I understand it. And we're all tried. Like a good friend of mine who I've known for over 30 years was in the MAGA cult, and now all of a sudden he's not. I don't know what happened, but he's now talking to me again because he wasn't talking to me for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very glad that he's come out of it. He came out of it somehow on his own. So good for him. And I hope my other friend comes out of it as well. I just found out another friend of mine is refusing to mask up again because F you, yeah. Democrats,
yeah.
And Gavin Newsom. I'm like, is it mandatory again here in California? It's not. It
hasn't been for quite a while.
And it's not going to be mandated
no.
again anytime soon because people don't want to do it.
Well, it's also endemic. And, you know, it's just a part of life now.
It is. It's an endemic, right. Still very dangerous disease.
And we were, you know, we were asked to mask up to keep the numbers in emergency rooms down so they wouldn't have to use, you know, cold morgue trucks, you know, to store bodies and stuff like that. That hasn't happened in a long time.
Thank God.
So, you know, yeah. So if you feel like taking the risk, take the risk.
Right. And but my view, his view is like, I'm for me. And I'm like, you don't want to protect yourself or others?
That is up to the individual person. I get that. If you know, if you want to, you know, go through life taking the risk of getting COVID, go for it. But if I want to protect myself, I will wear a mask.
Yes.
You know, it has to come back to the individual person.
True. I mean, you know, the years ago when I would be on planes and I would see a lot of Asian people wearing masks on planes, this
right.
is way pre-COVID.
It looks weird.
We're like, why? Because they're smarter than we are. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah.
They know better.
Right.
Because they've been around it. SARS and MRSA and all these things
sure.
happened,
yeah.
didn't get to our shores like it did to theirs. Mm-hmm. And so they understood it. And the flu, it's contagious. You can die from the flu.
You can die from the flu.
You can.
Right.
It's a
but
deadly
disease.
The flu disease.
Has been around for?
Over 100 years.
Well over 100 years.
So it's less deadly right now than COVID is. COVID is super duper deadly still. If you get it, there are problems that can be associated with it, with your heart, your lungs, your brain. All sorts of things that they're finally starting. A friend of mine has had long COVID since October of 2020. She got COVID. She got original COVID, and she's still going through it.
COVID classic?
She's COVID classic. Classic COVID. She got it in October of 2020 and has yet to recover from it. So yeah. She's going on 4 years now with this disease in her that woke up something in her body that she might have gotten in her 80s. Mm-hmm. And it's her doctors call her a unicorn. Because they're like, we don't, steroids were working and then they weren't working. You know, certain things were working and then they weren't. And she's still with us, thank God.
Yeah.
And she's got a wonderful husband and a wonderful daughter that have dealt with this horrible thing because she had to quit working. And she's only in her 40s. So she's not an old lady by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No, I get it. After I got COVID for about a month afterwards, I was sapped of all energy. And so I get how debilitating it can be.
Yeah, I mean, she's lucky if she can do the dishes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah.
that bad.
Yeah. Like, you know, we were doing the show from home at that point.
Right.
I remember, like, as soon as the show was over, I had to lay down because just doing the show was exhausting.
Right. And you're sitting and you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I can't imagine what, you know, trying to, you know, do a real life.
Oh, yeah. She can't clean the house.
No.
She can't vacuum. I mean, it's has been going on and they're trying. She's getting better, but it's still every now and then she's still in a wheelchair
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
it's debilitating.
It's very dangerous. So I highly recommend wearing masks in enclosed public spaces just to protect yourself. And potentially if you have something like the flu or a cold, you're protecting other people too.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that hard. You can do it. You did it before and always put it over your nose, people.
But we're not forcing you to.
No, you're not. Nobody's forcing you to.
Yeah.
And when my friend wrote that the other day, I was like, really? Nobody's it's not mandated anymore. It hasn't been mandated forever. And
right.
if a certain
and it was only mandated to keep the numbers down in emergency.
To keep everybody safe. And if a store requires it and you don't want to do it, don't go into that store. That's up to you.
Right.
You know, that's completely up to you.
Yeah. If you want to go to a chicken restaurant that's open on Sundays, don't go to the one that's closed on Sundays.
And I know what he's talking about. I don't eat chicken, so I don't go to either. I don't go to them open or not. But hey, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Hello.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, Stephanie Miller isn't the only show where mommy and daddy fight. I had to listen to Bob Seska's podcast
Uh-oh.
Where mommy and daddy were fighting again.
What were you fighting about?
About the Bob Woodward thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they had a difference of opinions about, you know, now a warning.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to bridge the gap. I think that I agree with you, Jody, and I agree with Bob.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Okay. The reason why the now a warning regarding COVID was very different. And the warning now about how dangerous Donald Trump and what General Milley and has right. said and all of these different insiders have said about him. And the reason I'm going to say that is we had thousands of people who died from COVID. This MF-er found out early, before we had those huge numbers, that he knew while he was going out there in the press and saying it's a Democrat hoax, it's going to go away like a miracle, it's just the flu, et cetera, et cetera. Simultaneously, Bob Woodward had him on tape saying that he knew how deadly and dangerous and contagious this virus was. Sounding the alarm this close to the election, the timing of this time. So I think that I think in that situation, I think Bob is right on this one, but I totally agree. What was he thinking when COVID was out there? I mean, who knows? It may have changed some minds. People may not have been swayed by that at all. Like you said, cult members are going to do what cult members do.
Right.
And it's really hard to think clearly when you're inside the asylum.
Right.
So, but I do think that certain people that may have made a difference with.
I agree. I think you're absolutely right. And I have to say goodbye, Karen, and I'll hopefully be on your show soon.
Okay. So thank you for taking my call.
Anytime. Thank you for calling.
We never say no to Karen in Chicago.
Never, ever, ever. So, I mean, you know, she's not right. I agree. Like, at least it's out now, right before the election. So we do have the information, what he did with Putin, et cetera. I'm glad it's now. But again, with the COVID stuff, I think some people would have been swayed in 2020 for voting, voting wise. And some people might have heeded warnings better had that come out at the time instead of when it came out, what, a year later. So anyway, it is 51 minutes after the hour.
This portion
of the show is brought to you by Morning Kick.
Morning Kick.
Whee! So it's the stuff that Stephanie likes. It's strawberry lemonade.
It's very good.
She doesn't like clear
tasty
water.
Too.
It's tasty, like vitamin to vegemin.
Yes.
It's tasty, too. So here's the thing. It's a drink that nourishes your body. It supports gut health, boosts energy, and you feel youthful like the lady.
Yeah.
My mom's approved age.
Yeah. She was running all around Kansas City.
See?
Yeah.
Was she fondling statues?
She was.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to stop that. Anyway, Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for Ms. Miller. She loves it and it tastes great. So if you want to feel better, gain energy and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's Roundhouse Provisions. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. They have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and text fees may apply.
The only place in America where dissent is still allowed. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Text liberal to 511-511. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. To join the fight, text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down. Plus, that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helped my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex diagnosis, and really complex terminology, and a really complex life experience.
Any question I ever had, I know that I can go there and get an answer.
Breastcancer.org, I don't think I could have come through this without you.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
It is 57 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show, and look who we have.
My nose is running from my hike. I apologize for the boogers, America.
Oh, gross.
Ew. Hi. Hiya. How's it? Wow. Can I just say Nick from Nebraska, shirtless at Sexy Liberal Kansas City? You're welcome, America. Beautiful. Oh, my God. What a show.
That was
what
a great show.
What a crowd. Oh, my God. Jess Piper was amazing. Yes. Glenn Kirshner was amazing.
Yeah.
You're right, because we've never had a station there. We were, like, nervous.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This huge, amazing crowd.
Had no reason to be nervous at all.
I did order broccoli at the barbecue restaurant.
Yes.
For Angela.
With ranch dressing.
Will never. But on the side.
But you didn't even order barbecue sauce with it?
Did you dip it in barbecue? Because Kansas City barbecue sauce is so good.
I didn't think of that. I'm going to go back to Kansas City right now and do that.
Okay.
L.A., the big one.
Yes.
Get those tickets now. It's going to be the extravaganza,
and
right?
We may have an announcement about L.A. tomorrow.
What is it?
What is it?
You can tell I'm just a figurehead here. Because I'm the last.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. It's exciting, I bet. I mean, Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen, Adam Schiff, Glenn Kirshner. Bob Seska, Carl Frisch, Jody, Chris, I mean, bam.
Bam.
SexyLiberal.com, November 2nd here
in LA.
No
Nebraska Nick, though.
Aw, maybe someone else will get shirtless.
I don't think
so. Looking at you. All right, goodbye. Oh, I got to go blow my nose. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. It is 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, after Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton, the need for blood is greater than ever. We're going to talk to Versity about donating blood. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.